The myths of worldwide democracy. The myth of child protection. Many parents who think they are modern and generous to their children are in reality consumed training their children and molding them into codependent partners. Unconsciously, such parents act as the long arm of political systems and ideologies, subtly hypnotizing their children with the concepts they have themselves been fed with. It is for this reason revolutionary, if not considered subversive, to rear children in truth and autonomy. For such kind of education is not compatible with the Oedipal paranoid worldview that mainstream education is based upon. To raise children responsibly does surely not mean to charge them with a burden of responsibility that they cannot meet. However, the contrary is perhaps worse. To infantilize children, discard them out of real life, institutionalize them into plastic worlds of crap and lies, and degrade them into obligatory play is part of the tactics of Oedipal confusion that justifies its utterly manipulative attitude with the claim it was serving to protect the child. Oedipal confusion brings about highly adapted standard citizens that are deeply disloyal. In fact, the reigning Oedipal mainstream culture is a community of secret anarchists that obediently say their credo but silently sabotage the very content of it. By contrast, education toward autonomy is based upon recognizing the existence of soul values and the unique truth of every single child, also and especially if this individual truth is contrary to the reigning socio-political ideologies. It is disturbing today's global consumer culture that the child be a complete human and thus a sexual being from birth, and that as a result, children have a birthright to have their emotions and sexual feelings respected. Françoise Dolto, the late French child therapist, wrote in her book La Cause des Enfants that it scandalizes most parents that a child be their equal and that therefore most parents raise their children as formerly princes ruled their kingdom. Why this is so is obvious. A body-conscious child is not an easy consumer of compensatory toys and 1,000 devices artificially created by international consumer reality and that are, after all, but cultural trash. For those who contradict this view, I recall that the repression of the child sexuality has exactly started with the onset of the Western industrial bourgeoisies toward the end of the 17th century and not, as many researchers wrongly believe, with the beginning of patriarchy. Historical studies about child-rearing practices in Europe stress the fact that still in the Renaissance, the sexuality of the child was not interfered with. Back in the Middle Ages, apart from Orthodox Christian circles, it was completely free. I would like to introduce here a useful dichotomy coined by the psychoanalyst Erich Fromm. He created a simple metaphor calling consumer society a state of to have and original unspoiled being a state of to be. Our original body pleasure and natural psychosomatic connection between body and mind is the state from called to be. Consumerist industrialization replaced that condition by to have, a state of affairs where body and mind are split and the mind acting most of the time against the body. This state of to have is the primary condition for consumer society to function, because if people firmly decided to stay with to be, our marketing system would not work. It's working because people already in early childhood are conditioned away from the body and into the mind, something our schools know to do brilliantly, and which is emosexual castration combined with intellectual hypertrophy. In good English, These kids talk like university professors when invited at a birthday party, but their emotions and their genitals are dried out. They have turned sadistic in their general mindset, and their high-pitched voices express their mix of subordination combined with inner revolt and growing violence. Have you ever met an emotionally and sexually sane child? A child who is sexually active? Such a child has a dark-pitched and slightly smoky voice. Consumer culture is founded not on pleasure, but on ersatz pleasure. Ersatz pleasure is the pleasure that replaces original body pleasure, thus first of all the industrial toy. While the self-made toy still has some connection with the body, the industrially produced toy is completely alien to the child's body. Typically, this toy, which in the meantime is produced by a gigantic global industry, consists of materials not akin to the human body, such as plastic or metal. Both plastic and metal are cold and rigid, while the body is warm and pliable. Unconsciously, children are conditioned upon the characteristics of the toys they are playing with. Be plastic translates into be without true feelings and artificial. Be metal translates into be hard and mechanical. This is how the child is molded upon the values of the culture he is born into. In addition, consumer education uses techniques of confusion as educational methods to gradually alienate the child from their own truth, which is their body continuum. The child namely thinks from the body toward the mind, and thus inductively, while the conditioned adult thinks from the mind toward the body, and thus deductively. This means that the child's truth is defined and experienced as the truth of their body. Every truth that disregards this body or tries to set it aside will not be regarded by the child as truth. It is for this reason that children cannot comprehend moralistic educational concepts, since those concepts starve the body and hypertrophy the intellect. The consequence are lifelong giant water-headed babies in the form of adults who have never made the cut with their childhood, remaining emotionally and sexually immature, true virgins. While life has not made us to remain virgins, but to leave virginity and grow into loving copulation. The fundamental conditioning of man is accomplished at the age of 6, which is since Freud an established assumption in psychoanalysis. What comes later is only polish. The Oedipal confusion cheats about this truth. It creates a confused mind within an immature and rigid non-sexual body that has lost its natural intelligence. This is neurosis programmed into nature. Oedipal confusion plays the game of eternal maternity until the baby is far older than 30. It loves naive mother dependence and shuns and mistreats children who are precociously mature. It blows the child care industry up to a gigantic worldwide business with children as their products. Children who resist cultural castration and maintain their natural capacity for sexual love and sensual pleasure are put in the corner and labeled as sexualized and delinquent. If they still dare to play their own game, the child psychiatrist is ready to interfere and to issue a certificate which will mark the social death blow: schizophrenic or epileptic.